To get a sense of what went through the minds of investors during yesterday's stock sell-off, we called David Kotok. He's chief investment officer with the money management firm Cumberland Advisors. He says he and his clients felt let down by Treasury Secretary Geithner's announcement.
We, along with probably most others in the financial community, were looking for clarity, a roadmap, the specifics of a program. It turns out we didn't get it. What we got essentially was a speech which said, I'll be back in a few weeks with clarity and the substance of the program. So the markets were very disappointed, and the expectation was frustrated and not fulfilled.
Well, given that this administration is just 3 weeks old, do you think maybe that expectation of clarity and a real roadmap was misplaced, and maybe the announcement came too soon?
One could argue that was the case, and perhaps in retrospect it would have been better for the new administration to say, give us a few more weeks, we're working on the program, and we will present it when we have all the pieces together. But that isn't what the administration did.
Mr. Kotok, do you have clients whom you advise who were calling you up looking for answers based on yesterday's announcement, and what did you tell them?
A lot of conversation with clients leading up to the proposal and afterwards. And a lot of conversation with clients after the market plunged. The plunge started at the moment the Geithner speech text and the fact sheet were released.
You saw it immediately.
Yes, you saw it actually instantaneously. When the embargo was lifted on the information, the sell-off commenced, and the drubbing continued the rest of the day as more and more people got to digest this.
And a lot of the sell-off, I think, was in bank stocks.
Yes, especially the bank stocks, because Geithner introduced a new concept called a stress test. Now, what that meant to a bank, that it has already had examinations by regulators, supervision by authorities, and lots of constraints, was there's something new coming, and we don't know what it is. So if you were a banker yesterday afternoon, and you met with your board of directors, and they said to you, what should we do? You would have to say, there's nothing for us to do because we don't know anything about this stress test that's coming. Hence, we better not make new loans. We better hoard more cash. We better not acquire any risk assets. So what the uncertainty and lack of clarity has done is slow the process of healing.
Well, if yesterday we saw, this huge drop in the market, the Dow down 380 points, today we're talking in the middle of the afternoon right now, things are pretty stable. What does that tell you?
It says to me that the market's made a rapid adjustment, and now we are back to wait and see. What we have is a characteristic in the markets that we've had over the course of this crisis, and certainly since the Lehman Brothers failure, of very high volatility. That means markets adjust rapidly. They don't trade off slowly. They plummet or they spike up, but they move very quickly to some adjusted level.
Well, David Kotok, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.
David Kotok is chief investment officer with Cumberland Advisors. That's a money management firm in Vineland, New Jersey.